You are listening to Insights and Perspectives. I'm your host, Joseph Rodriguez, and here we discuss topics on personal development and entrepreneurship. These podcasts are audio extracts from my YouTube channel. You can download a copy of the mind map used in the video by visiting josephrodriguez.com/download. If you enjoyed these discussions, consider my home study programs at onlinetrainingforentrepreneurs.com. In today's conversation, we discuss creative imagination and accurate thinking, inspired by Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. Actually, he also discussed synthetic imagination, so let's talk about that as well. This video is valuable for the creative entrepreneur or anyone interested in applying the infinite power of imagination to realizing any vision. By the way, this video that I created at the start of the year would be very helpful to clarify a vision. I'll link in the description to it. It is also important to acknowledge that visions clarify on the journey as well. You can start with a certain degree of clarity. Clarity of a vision facilitates accurate thinking and creative imagination on the journey to realizing the vision. Thinking accurately stimulates imagination. For example, if you run into a seeming obstacle, if you think accurately by asking, how can I make this seeming obstacle work for me rather than perpetuating a belief that it holds me back? You will, as a result, invoke imagination, and the solution will present itself. You reimagine it, and it reflects accordingly. The seeming obstacles are thus immediately transmuted into opportunities in harmony with your vision. Realize that whatever shows up on the journey does not hold you back. It could only seem to appear that way. And if so, release identification to that causative belief inside, as you are beyond belief. You are the formless self, I, and observe as it dissolves to reflect the inner dissolution of that belief. So we remain committed to the vision, not by force, but by releasing identification to what is unrelated to the vision. Accurate thinking and imagination facilitates this. You simply reimagine the seeming obstacle into whatever you want. That's what an entrepreneur does, reimagines things. Also, it is important to acknowledge that one doesn't have to consciously think and imagine all the time. The subconscious mind takes care of everything. It happens in the silence. Here we're encouraging being. The conduit of divine expression. We think accurately as applicable, not overthinking. Now, Napoleon Hill proposes two ways of looking at imagination. Number one, synthetic imagination, and the other, creative imagination. It's all one imagination. However, he distinguishes it to articulate a point. Let's talk about that. Number one, synthetic imagination. He says, through this faculty, one may arrange old concepts, ideas, or plans into new combinations. It works with the material of experience, education, and observation with which it is fed. So consider synthetic imagination as taking what is already here in this world and combining it in certain ways to produce something. Being inspired by information in this world, products, services, resources that were first once imagined and recombining them to produce higher yield, easier solutions, faster output, enchanting client experience like various props for your play. Then we have creative imagination. He says, through the faculty of creative imagination, the finite mind has direct communication with infinite intelligence. It is the faculty through which hunches and inspirations are received. It is by this faculty that all basic or new ideas are handed over. It is through this faculty that thought vibrations from the mind of others are received. It is through this faculty that one individual may tune in or communicate with the subconscious mind of others. So this is where you discover ideas that you have never seen materialized in your world before. You discover them inside. They may flash on your mind's eye all of a sudden. A thought may float into your mind in which, as you entertain it, reveals a breakthrough innovation. Then we have accurate thinking. Accurate thinking, he says, involves two fundamentals. To think accurately, you must first know the difference between facts and information. And secondly, you must separate the facts as relevant and irrelevant. So accurate thinking is from the vision. We have access today to information easier and faster than ever before, and so we want to distinguish what information is helpful. Facts in relation to your vision. And from those facts, what is in prioritized relevancy to your vision? For every thought is an idea seed. A seed, when planted in the subconscious mind, externalizes. And in this regard, as higher quality, quantity, and spirit of service, which is Napoleon Hill's QQS formula. Quality, quantity, and spirit of service. Spirit because every thought contains a spirit, life itself. Like a seed becomes a tree, a thought planted becomes life experiences. Your art seems to take on a life of its own. This is because all is consciousness, one spirit that dwells in everything, and it is made up of infinite intelligence. And so thus thought is the seed that brings forth life. So we consciously choose which thoughts get planted into the sacred garden of your subconscious mind, and the subconscious takes care of the rest. You'll see it in your results. It gives birth to them as the entrepreneurial inventions, creative expressions, quality of life, all areas of your life, actually. So back in the day, I was part of some tech startup communities, and we'd call this signal versus noise. Now, as he says, facts versus information, and then we take it a step further, relevant versus irrelevant. Signal versus noise. What is filtered here gets planted, and the rest is placed aside, and perhaps the subconscious mind may call upon this information, if applicable, in the future. So these facts can be combined in a way, or we could say, synthetic imagination to produce something. For example, a while back, I took some open source software called Open Bravo. Open source means the software is free to modify and create derivatives from, and you could even brand it and sell it as your own, with or without modifications. There are many tech companies built and run on the foundation of open source software. Big names, actually. So what I did was I took the software and modified it a certain way, combined it with some other software, and sold it to restaurants and retailers. This was essentially reimagining the software. This was more synthetic imagination. Now, Napoleon Hill suggested in the book as well that practicing synthetic imagination leads to the cultivation of creative imagination. So again, imagination is imagination. It is segmented in this book accordingly to articulate the point that there is so much more than what the visible five senses perceive. The ideas beyond the five senses are discovered in what he refers to as creative imagination. Going beyond the five senses, revealing what's there via the sixth sense of imagination. Hill refers to this as accessing infinite intelligence to reveal radically new ideas. An example would be technological breakthroughs, emerging trends, and artistic expressions that are so beyond what is currently known and understood. And they could even be categorized as disruptive, and for good reason. What is disruptive facilitates releasing identification of unnecessary beliefs in mind. I personally thrive in a healthy dose of chaos and disruption. And a fascinating thing about creative imagination is it seems like the innovation or the creative idea is actually seeking expression through those who have the faith to see them into existence. Someone who comes to mind is Nikola Tesla. I remember him saying one time, "The present is theirs. The future for which I really worked is mine." Now, this makes a lot of sense because if one gets a thought that flashes upon the mind's eye, and it is a vision of something totally new and innovative, if they don't realize that imagination is reality, and they have not faith, they may dismiss that thought as useless and nonsense, which is completely not the case. As I've learned from enough experience, if someone shows up and says, "I had this thought," and they share with me their idea, I encourage it. Why would I question, based on my beliefs, the divine blessings they have received within? If I discouraged it, it would be like taking candy from a child, and I'll have no part in that. So one might receive an accurate thought for an invention, and then realize that there are others out there also receiving the same idea, and we see the one who is willing to move forward with the initiative, the one with faith, who is not swayed by the seeming resistance of the world, gather momentum and support, drawing people, resources together to allow it to happen. They act as a conduit of divine ideas. They exemplify 2 Corinthians 5:7, "For we walk by faith, not by sight." As we have stated many times, this outer world is rearranging to reflect your vision, and behind the scenes, hunches and inspirations are received within, as well as telepathic connection to others in harmony are called upon in perhaps the unknown ways of the subconscious mind to let it happen. Now let's talk about creative imagination, as Hill refers. For me, this happened as unconventional business strategy. People always wonder how I always hit my numbers, yet much of what I seem to do on the surface doesn't make any logical sense. That's because I allow myself to think accurately. I think for myself, and I encourage that for you as well. That's how you discover the effortless, flow-based way that suits your style. And I've done many unconventional things over the years. For example, it would seem to make logical sense that an IT service provider would approach prospective clients and discuss what they can do for them and acquire the client. I had an accurate thought that showed up in my mind, creative imagination. I was very fascinated by business building as a whole, sales, marketing, operations, leadership, finance. And I said, what if I, instead of talking about IT services, I started the conversation from a different direction? I was taught to focus on their pains, needs, desires, frustrations in relation to IT, and then link it over to my product or service being offered. And while that's one way of doing things, the accurate thought that showed up that was individualized to my style was to start the conversation about marketing, operating, selling, leadership, etc., and they love talking about it. I just walked into businesses and talked about these things for fun. Then they would tell me how they would do things, and I would listen in fascination because I genuinely like to talk about these things, completely natural. And then I said, "Thanks for sharing all of this with me." And they would say, "Thank you for discussing this with me. I don't have anyone to talk about these things with." And then they would ask me what I did, or it may have came up during the conversation. I'd say, "I do IT services for small businesses, and my style of IT services is all-encompassing. Technology will probably be integrated into all these areas discussed in the not-so-distant future." And this was way back in 2010. And now it's like this. And so I said, "Anything we put in as far as tech goes sets a business up for it. No solution goes in unless it integrates with everything and is poised for what is to come to drive the business forward." And they would look at me a certain way, surprised. And no other firm they met invested the time to learn about what they do broadly, and they themselves put two and two together and hired me. Sometimes they would call up their current service providers during the week and transition over to my team. So creative imagination can show up for invention or any other aspect related to bringing that invention, innovation, or artistic expression into the awareness of others, product and or service into the marketplace. See, you have the ability to do this as well. All that is required is to keep an open mind, to allow the seemingly unconventional yet golden thoughts to flow into your mind. And like in all matters of the heart, you'll know which thoughts are in harmony with your vision. See, infinite intelligence does not decide for you, does not tell you what to do or not do. You get to decide by thinking accurately and creatively from your vision. Otherwise, you risk drifting. And I'll have no part in that. As he discussed in his book, Outwitting the Devil, he says, I could best define the word drift by saying that people who think for themselves never drift, while those who do little or no thinking for themselves are drifters. A drifter is one who permits themselves to be influenced and controlled by circumstances outside of their own mind. So do you realize that eternity is buried within your own skull? You have everything now. All things exist within you. You are complete inside and you are one with it all, everything. And you access it all in your wonderful human imagination. And you simply assume that's the way it is and it's done for you. It all happens by a power beyond this world. So again, accurate thinking is thinking from your vision. And the same is to be said about emotionally relating from your vision, behaving from your vision. Also, all of these things happen automatically by releasing identification to beliefs not in harmony with how you'd like it to be, by remaining in your flow. Flow state is revitalizing, as we've been discussing. You see, accurate thinking and creative imagination are gifts from infinite intelligence, the source of it all. Release any idea that it's not possible for you, not being smart enough, etc. Those are beliefs, and beliefs are like garments. You can cast them aside or you can change them whenever you'd like. Now, creative imagination is akin to a childlike, magical way of being. Accurate thinking is akin to the holy guardian angel. So let's talk about how we can allow our minds to be open to receive creative imagination and accurate thinking, which is thinking from the premise of your vision. Here are three ways that I found, which you may find helpful as well. Number one, discover your sources of inspiration. At that time, I liked being around other like-minded entrepreneurs. Now I have a mix of time alone and time with others, actually much with myself, traveling in my imagination, exploring worlds, holding meetings in my imagination to discuss and further integrate the accurate thoughts from my vision. I feel like my brain structure changes from these thoughts, my physical body changing. As a result, things that would have once seemed to appear to sway me are automatically transmuted into opportunities by mere observation. All is mind. The universe is mental. My subconscious mind takes the accurate thoughts and projects them outward as far as the senses perceive. So remain in an inspired state. I'm a fan of habits, but I also realize that if I have too much of a routine, I can become mentally rigid and seems to not allow the creative imagination and accurate thinking to flow. So I switch things up to keep it fresh, travel, have conversations on topics that are different than what I'm used to allow my mind to remain childlike, like it was divinely designed to be. I let it be childlike, and I even allow at times to be carried away by whatever idea fascinates me. Number two, live more in your imagination. I have worlds and relationships in my imagination, and they give me guidance. They discuss the contents of my mind with me and lovingly relate everything to my vision. This is where I get my auto-suggestions from. Creative imagination. I simply imagine them. Auto-suggestions are magic elixirs. You suggest something to yourself. What you want to think, your accurate thoughts, and you become that way. And related, we have number three, accept your own suggestions. As we discussed in last Sunday's and Thursday's video, your essence is formless, and you give form to reality by all that you believe. So we want these infinite intelligence thoughts planted into the subconscious so you can believe your own suggestions. It starts with suggestion, and the suggestion becomes belief. And then it is done. Your subconscious mind takes care of the rest. It even warns you of any thoughts not in harmony with your vision, which you can let pass, no energy given, like we discussed in the 7-Day Mental Diet by Emmett Fox. Again, what are the alternatives? Do you want me to tell you what to believe? Do you need anyone to tell you what to believe? You believe what you want to believe from the premise of your vision. So if a thought flashes in your mind and it is how you love it to be. Why not put the creative power given to you by the Creator to the test? Accept the suggestion, simply. Like, that's the way it is, and you'll see your vision externalized into physical form. That's because you give form by your imagination. The two gifts bestowed upon humanity, mind and speech. Speech, as Hermes once said, is the image of mind. So think accurately from the premise of your vision, and I don't mean overthinking, and allow space for creative imagination to reveal as flashes upon your mind's eye, and accept those suggestions. They are the plans given to you by a power beyond this world to see what is beyond this world into existence in this world. So I trust you found this video to be helpful. Let's go ahead and conclude this with an auto-suggestion to further encourage. You can say, I think for myself, and listen to myself, and accept my own suggestions. All that may only seem to tempt me away from my vision, actually further upon deeper understanding, stimulate accurate thoughts to allow myself to remain lightheartedly oriented from my vision in an effortless, flow-based way as further creative ideas continue to flash upon my mind's eye, accepted into the subconscious as the way it is to transmute everything, everywhere I go, as reflections of my vision realized. You've been listening to Insights and Perspectives. As mentioned, these podcasts are audio extracts from my YouTube channel. You can download a copy of the mind map used in the video by visiting josephrodriguez.com/download. To deeply integrate this information in relation to your goals and your visions, I suggest taking a look at my 5 programs. You can check them out at onlinetrainingforentrepreneurs.com. Until next time, thank you for being a subscriber, and it is an honor and blessing to be part of your journey.